In this session, we're going to conduct a stress-busting exercise called What Am I Afraid Of? Let me give you the basis for this exercise. Stress and fear are biologically linked. Fear is a trigger that fires a stress reaction. If we find ourselves stressing out, by definition, we are experiencing some form of fear. Thus, it follows the relevant question we need to ask to dissolve a stress reaction is, what am I afraid of? There is a simple process that gets to the bottom of that question. Let me give you a case study of a prominent lawyer who went through this process with me and freed himself from an extreme level of stress that was debilitating his performance in an important court case. This man was in litigation with another attorney, both of whom represented large corporations. He described his opponent as unethical, using words like crook and shyster to describe him. He was taking his stress home. He thought about the case incessantly. He was losing sleep over it, and he bored his wife with the base details every night at dinner. As his stress level increased, this lawyer began to lose his edge and make bad decisions. He came to my training desperate for tricks that could shift the situation so he could regain his edge. So I performed the What Am I Afraid Of exercise with him. I asked him, in this situation, what are you afraid of? Losing the case, was his answer. And what are you afraid of if you lose the case, I asked. Well, looking like a fool, he answered. And what's the fear of looking like a fool? I asked. Well, I'll lose all my clients, he said, becoming a little more desperate. And what's the fear in losing your clients? Well, being asked to leave the firm, he said. And what's the fear of being asked to leave the firm? I asked. All at once, he looked like a deer caught in headlights. And I asked him what was going on, and he said, I see myself pushing a shopping cart down Main Street. You can see in this answer how far our mind travels when we're afraid. So here's how the process develops. You take the stated fear and you turn it into the next question. So with the lawyer, this initial fear was losing the case. So you turn that fear into the next question by asking, if you lose the case, what are you afraid of? His answer was looking like a fool. So you take that answer and you turn that into the next question. If you end up looking like a fool, what are you afraid of? And so on down the list. You'll know that you've come close to the bottom of your fears when the answer expresses some form of the fear of dying, or being cast out into abject poverty, or being abandoned by the people you love, or even all of the above. If you think about it, each of those represent a loss of your ability to survive in the world. For the lawyer, it was the image of himself pushing a shopping cart down Main Street. The next part of the process is to conduct an inquiry to see if these dire statements are even true. This part is called the fear refuted. You all know how debilitating a stress reaction can be. It's neurotoxic. It makes us emotionally negative. It makes us prone to unenlightened behavior. It results in the loss of higher order brain function that's needed for peak performance. There is a whole lot of downside to becoming stressed. So it's advisable to check if your fears are even valid before allowing them to set off a stress reaction that will flood your brain with toxic stress hormones. So I conducted a simple inquiry with the lawyer, starting with his first fear, which was the fear of losing the case. Have you lost the case yet? I asked. No, he said. There's still a chance I could win. Then I moved to the next fear, which was the fear of looking like a fool. And I asked him, does the sum total of who you are as a professional and as a person add up to a fool? No, he said. I said, well, then how would you describe yourself? Well, he said, I'm quite competent. People respect me. My family loves me. Then I moved to his third fear, which was the fear of losing all of his clients. So I asked, if you lose this case, will you really be in jeopardy of losing all of your clients? No, he said, my clients value me. Everybody knows that when you go to court, you win some, you lose some. That was his answer. Then I asked him if he'd really be asked to leave the firm if he lost this case. No, he said flatly, not a chance that's going to happen. Finally, I asked if it was true that the very trajectory of his life was moving in a direction that would end in homelessness, that would end in him pushing a shopping cart down Main Street. No, he laughed. Of course not, was his answer. So I asked the lawyer, who would you be without all these fearful thoughts? I'd be calm, he said. My mind would be clearer. I'd be making better decisions than I made this last month. This had a happy ending. When he went back to work on the case, he was at the top of his game. He was no longer undermining his performance with fears that were setting off stress reactions that were flooding his brain with stress hormones. The fearful story we tell ourselves when stressed is generated by the primitive brain. The primitive brain always speaks in these raw, disturbing terms. It's in survival mode, and what it sees is a bad dream. A famous study found that 85% of what we worry about never happens. And in that 15% where it does happen, 79% of us are surprised at how adept we are at turning things in a positive direction. The realistic account is almost always kinder, almost always more optimistic than the fearful, stressful, worried story that we're telling ourselves. The fear statements, they represent the brain using you. The statements that refute the fear, which are again more realistic, they represent you using the brain. There's a choice, fear or peace, and you in between with the power to choose. So let's do the what am I afraid of exercise with you. Advance to the next track, track number 5, and I will walk you through the process.